亲爱的主，在你的面光中，我们承认自己是无有的。
Dear Lord, in the light of your countenance, we have to confess that we have nothing of our own.
主啊，我们在自己的肉身中，不仅对于属灵的事物是瞎眼的。
In our lives, not only are we blind to spiritual things,
并且完全是无能的。
But that we're also impotent.
所以我们把自己带到你的跟前来。
We bring ourselves unto you.
主啊，愿你充满我们。
Lord, may you fill us.
愿你照亮我们。
You will shine light on us.
主啊，愿你的旨意不仅让我们明白。
And that you will enable us to understand your will.
也靠着你的能力，靠着你的自己。
But also by your power and by yourself.
我们能够遵行你的旨意。
That we can walk in your will.
叫你的旨意能够成全在教会中。
So that your will can indeed be fulfilled in your church.
我们把下午这一段时间恭敬托在你的手中。
Lord, with fear and trembling, we commit this time into your hands.
主啊，愿你赐给我们属天的亮光。
We ask that you will give us heavenly light.
让我们明白你心中要我们明白的。
That we can truly understand what you want us to understand.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for always answering our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of my Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
今天下午我们的题目是看见教会是基督的身体。
Again, our topic for this afternoon is seeing the church as the body of Christ.
我们先来读两处的圣经。
Let's turn to two passages of scripture.
请我们翻到以弗所书第四章。
The first place, Ephesians chapter 4.
我们读第一节到第三节。
We would read verses 1-3.
以弗所书第四章第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
在读十一节到十三节。
Verses 11-13.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
我们就先读这两处的经文。
So we'll end here with our scripture reading.
在没有开始之前呢，我想我还要再重复一下。
I'd like to repeat.
今天下午我们这是一个交通的聚会。
A reminder that the discussion here we have is a fellowship.
就是我在这里呢，提出一些的话语呢，然后弟兄姊妹们我们可以一起有交通。
And that is, I would start out giving some thoughts, and that I to encourage you to share as well.
弟兄姊妹们可以补充，可以提问题。
And you have the freedom to raise questions or to supplement or complement what I have mentioned.
不是一个讲道的聚会。
So this is not another sermon.
如果我们在这一个半钟头里面呢，有些点呢，我们交通的不清楚。
And if there are things that that we haven't clarified during this time,
请弟兄姊妹利用刚才蒋宏弟兄讲那一张纸哈。
And I really encourage you to take advantage of the question sheets that we have.
弟兄姊妹提的问题呢，都是对这个聚会的一个供应。
You have to understand that your questions are for edification of the whole body.
刚才我们读这两处经文呢，我要提两件事情。
Now, from the two passages we read, I'd like to raise two questions.
就是主在我们身上呢，给我们的恩典，给我们的看见。
And that is the grace and the spiritual understanding that the Lord has given us.
还有主在教会中，在我们每一个信徒的身上所要成全的工作。
And in addition of what the Lord has accomplished in the lives of every individual believer.
它有两方面。
That there are two aspects.
一方面呢，是当我们相信的时候。
One aspect is when we first believe.
父神就在基督所完成的工作里面赏赐给我们的。
God the Father will give to us what Christ accomplished.
我们只要借着相信，神把信心赐给我们了，我们就领受了。
And through the faith that is given us, we receive and accept.
这个领受呢，有的人呢，在英文里面称它做 obtained.
And this receiving or acceptingIt is also referred to obtaining.
这个不是我们个人凭着自己的行为，凭着我们的懊悔，凭着我们的努力、热心，我们可以得着的。
And this obtaining is not on our own merit, by our own diligence.
纯粹是呢，父神在他儿子耶稣基督里面所完成的一个工作。
It is purely and entirely based on what Christ Jesus has finished.
例如呢，刚才我们读到以弗所书第四章的第三节。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 that we read.
中文圣经这样翻译说，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
It says, be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这个合而为一呢，是圣灵赐给我们的，或者这样讲，在英文里面，就是在圣灵中，我们已经有了那个合而为一。
And so it seems to us that the unity of the Spirit was already given to us.
The oneness is already in the Spirit, which is given to us.
Okay.
这个一呢，已经在圣灵里面赐给我们了。
And so this oneness was already given to us in the Holy Spirit.
这不需要我们去努力。
We don't need to work hard to get this.
也不需要我们去热心。
We don't need to be zealous in order to obtain this.
也不需要我们去追求。
We don't need to pursue after this.
当我们相信的时候，因为这个是在耶稣基督里他的救赎里面已经做成的。
At the moment that we believe, we receive what Christ had already accomplished.
但是另外一面呢？
Now on the other hand,
就是我们的在主面前的领受
based on what we have received in Christ,
在我们身上呢有一个工作
，The Lord is doing a work in us.
要我们呢去达到的
，And He wants us to attain to certain things.
所以刚才我们读到以弗所书第四章第十一节
，And therefore when we read verses 11 to 13,
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们说，神赐给教会的呢，有使徒。有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And we see many of the gifts and offices that the Lord has given to His church.
他们尽心竭力，照着主的托付，来尽他们属灵的功用。
And they work diligently and faithfully, so to build up the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So that, they can equip the saints, build up the body.
只等到我们众人在真道上面同归于一
，until we all attain to the unity of the faith，
认识神的儿子得以长大成人
，and of the knowledge of the Son of God，
满有基督长成的身量
，to a mature man to the measure of the stature of Christ。
在十三节里面我们弟兄刚英文讲到 attained， 有的地方翻成达到 arrived at。
And so in verse 13, the word attain or arrive at。
我们看见这是的所有神所设立的工人们和所有蒙恩得救弟兄姊妹，我们一同追求，并且在主面前去努力达到的。
And this is for all, both workers, servants, and believers, and brothers and sisters. We all need to attain to this.
啊，所以在我们的经历中啊。
So in our own experience,
或者在我们属灵生命的成长中
or in the process of growth,
无论是个人或者是团体或者是在教会中
for individuals or for the church,
有一面呢是我们领受的
So on the one hand, there are things that we receive,
有一面另外一面呢是我们领受以后我们借着这个领受我们追求而达到的
receive freely, and then on the other hand, there are things that we need to, based on what we have received, move forward and attain to.
好，我们一开头的时候，先把这个点呢和弟兄姊妹啊稍微的说明一下。
And so I hope I would like to clarify these two aspects.
啊，或许呢，照着今天早晨江弟兄讲的哈，这个领受的哈，我们所得着的呢，就是。基督所完成对我们来讲是呢客观绝对的永恒的真理
And what we receive are the objective truths that are found in Christ and are finished by Christ
那么这个达到的呢就是在我们身上呢主观的我们所得着的那个属灵的实际
And what we are attaining to is experientially some of the subjective aspectsthat we need to achieve.
好，这一次我们在一起聚会呢，我们主题是属灵的看见。
Our theme is spiritual seeing.
好，我们盼望求主让我们看见那我们肉眼、我们肉体的心思、聪明能力所不能看见的事。
And we ask the Lord to help us see the things the natural mind cannot easily perceive.
但是呢，并不是我们看见了我们就达到了。
But it doesn't mean that when we see it, we have attained to it.
看见的不过是一个起点而已。
To see it is but a beginning.
好，我们需要在这个点上，在这个根基上面努力的去追求。
And having seen, we need to move forward on that foundation.
好叫有一天呢，我们能够达到。
So that one day we can attain to.
这就是以弗所书第四章第十一节到第十三节里面我们看见。
And this is what is told us in Verses 11 to 13.
那么今天下午哈，我们的题目是看见教会是基督的身体。
Now for this afternoon, our topic is seeing the church as the body of Christ.
我实在感觉呢，这个题目对我来讲是超过我的度量。
I really sense that this topic is a little beyond me.
每一次我参加特会哈，我都觉得如果我被安排有服事，都好像是一个考试一样。
Now, every time I take it as an exam, when I serve at conferences.
所以今天下午我尽我可能的和弟兄姊妹交通一点。
And so, I would just simply try to do my best.
我也要说到呢，我所交通的都是根据于以往年长弟兄们他们所交通的。
And I have to tell you that the stuff that I'm sharing with you are things that I've received. From more senior brothers before us.
我们一起来读几处的经文。
Now, let's turn to a few more passages of scripture.
以弗所书第一章二十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body. So also is Christ.
我想我一段一段的来讲。
And I like to go over this step by step.
今天早晨江弟兄跟我们交通到。
This morning, Brother Stephen shared with us.
使徒保罗得救的时候。
That when Paul was saved.
他那个经历的里面。
In his own experience,
包含了一件事情。
He learned one thing.
啊，就是他的里面的眼睛得开，他看见的基督。
And his inner eyes were opened, and he saw Christ.
他不仅仅是看见了个人的基督。
And he didn't merely see the Christ Jesus individual.
他乃是看见了那个团体的基督。
But he saw the corporate Christ.
他看见了那个向他显现的是那团体基督的头。
And he saw that our Lord Jesus is the head of that corporate Christ.
他看见了所有他所逼迫的那些跟随耶稣基督的人是基督的身体。
He was made to realize that those who he persecuted were the body of Christ.
这个对使徒保罗来讲呢，是一个革命性的一个看见。
And hence that was a revolutionary seeing in the life of Paul.
把他以往所有的观念呢，通通推翻了。
It overthrew all previous concepts that he had.
把他以往所有一切的他自己认为对的事情呢，通通都摆在灰尘的里面。
And it cast to the garbage can everything that he thought was real.
所以使徒保罗呢，在他的交通的里面，他特别用教会是基督的身体来向我们说明神要我们看见的事物。
And it was a burden for Paul to help us to see how the church is the body of Christ.
圣经里面呢有许多不同的方式来讲到教会的各方各面。
Now, the New Testament described the church in various ways.
比如呢教会呢是羔羊的妻子。
For example, the church is the bride of Christ.
是羔羊的心腹。
The wife of Christ.
这讲到呢教会与基督之间那个亲密爱的关系。
And that shows us the intimacy between the church and his and her Lord.
羔羊呢是那从天而不对不起，教会呢是那从天而降的新耶路撒冷，是一座城。
And we also see that the church is going to be the new Jerusalem that come down out of heaven.
这个说出呢神和羔羊在教会中的那个完全的主权。
And that we see the absolute sovereignty of Christ.
神的管制。
And the divine providence.
那么使徒保罗呢，在他的这个所得着的启示和意象的里面，他告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
And based on the visions that Paul saw and his understanding, he tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
所以我们要来看看到底他在这里讲到教会是基督的身体呢，它的意义是什么。
So what does that mean as far as Paul is concerned?
我们先要讲呢身体的意义是什么。
Well, let us look at the body.
对我们人来讲呢，我们活在地上就表示说我们有一个身体。
Now if we are alive, that means we have a body.
我们里面的人呢，是借着我们这个外面的身体来表现他自己的。
The inner person is expressed through this physical body.
或者说我们的这个人呢和我们的身体呢，它就是一个个体，就是一个
and,
就是一个一。
And that there is this oneness, you can't separate the two.
比如说呢，我这个人呢，身体在这里就是我在这里。
For example, if my body is here, that means I am here.
如果我说呢，我在波特兰，但是我人现在我这个身体在西雅图的话。
But if I were to tell you that I were in Portland and my body, however, is here,
那是一件很可怕的事情，对不对？
Now that would be a horrible thing.
有的人讲他有灵魂出窍的经验。
And some talk about how the spirit
那通常那种经验呢，看见自己的身体好像死的一样。
And how people have this out of body experience and they see their body laying there.
若是我们还是活的话呢，我们这个人和我们的身体就是一个一。
Normally, if we are alive, our person and our body should be one.
如果有人碰到我身上的任何一个部分，
if someone touches anywhere on my body,
他就是碰到我这个人。
They are touching me.
所以有的时候有人呢，如果碰到我的手，
So if, for example, someone touches my hand,
手不会说你为什么碰这个手?
The hand would not say, why do you touch me?
我这人立刻会反应说你为什么碰我?
But on the other hand, my whole person would say, hey, why did you touch me?
所以我们看见身体和这个人呢,它是,就是一。
So the person and the body is one.
第二个哈,我们看见呢,这个身体呢,对于一个人来讲呢,它有一个功用。
And we also see that this body, has its function.
就是来表现这个里面的人他所示的。
And its function is to express that person within.
好，有一位西国的弟兄他这样讲。
There is a Western brother.
可能他服侍走的地方很多。
And he probably has seen and been to many places.
他到不同的国家里面去服侍不同的当地的弟兄姊妹们。
And he had an international ministry.
就发现了在不同的地方的人呢，他们的表现，对事物的表现的方法呢，跟他们的身体很有关系。
And he discovered that the way various people express the same idea are different.
像我们中国人呢，就是很安静的。
And for example, the Asians, they tend to be more quiet.
很内向的。
And they tend to be more inward.
在法国去呢，他们那里的人若是碰见什么事很高兴的，手舞足蹈的。
But in France, they are very active.
而且当他们说话的时候，这个手势、脚上面各种动作都有。
And when they talk,They use all their hands, all their body to express what they're saying.
有一位弟兄讲，他到耶路撒冷去，在主耶稣的那个空坟墓前一起擘饼的时候。
And a brother also mentioned when he went to Jerusalem and they had the Lord's table before the empty tomb.
那么世界各地的弟兄姊妹都在那里，都在那里擘饼。
And there were believers from all over the world.
那么中国的弟兄姊妹都很安静。
And the Chinese Christian brothers, they were quiet.
这个非洲来的弟兄姊妹大声唱歌
brothers,
而且这个手也举脚也跳的。
And brothers and sisters from Africa, they dance around, they use their hands, they move.
我们看见了我们的身体发表我们里面这个人。
And you see the body was used to express.
所以使徒保罗看见了教会是基督的身体。
Now the Apostle Paul saw the church as Christ's body.
他在大马色的门口呢，他看见了那位复活得荣耀的基督。
And when he was near Damascus, he saw the risen Christ.
主耶稣问他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And the Lord asked him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他心里面感觉说，我根本不认识你，我怎么会逼迫你呢？
And Paul says, I don't know you. Who are you? Why am I persecuting you?
他说呢，我就是你所逼迫的那位主耶稣基督。
And the Lord replied that I am the Jesus of Nazareth.
实际上，扫罗呢，他是逼迫那些跟从主耶稣走在路上的人。
But in reality, we know he was persecuting the followers of Jesus.
所以主很清楚地告诉他说，你摸到了我。
And here, clearly, Paul was led to believe that he touched Christ.
因为这些人就是我的身体。
Because these people were the body of Christ.
就是我身上的肢体。
They were members of Christ's body. 正
好像我们刚才讲到的，若是你踩到我的脚，我会问你说，你为什么踩我？
And if you step on me, I will say, what's up?
这个对保罗来讲，是一个革命性的一个启示，一个看见。
And so that started in Paul's life a revolutionary change of view.
我们相信后来呢，他有几年的时间在阿拉伯的旷野好好的读圣经。
And we believe that he had many years.
他用了那一天所遇见的基督向他显现的那个亮光来看以往他所熟悉的圣经。
Reflecting on the scripture based on his experience in the desert of Arabia.
他发现整本圣经是为基督做见证。
And he discovered that the entire scripture is a testimony for Christ.
那不仅是指着个人的基督。
And that not only is for the Christ Jesus, the Lord.
也是他在大马色门口，大马色城门口所看见那个团体的基督。
But also the corporate Christ that was revealed to him.
这个是我想我们看见，我们从保罗的经历来讲，看见教会是基督的身体。
And this is how we see this through the experience that Paul had.
并且我们讲到身体的时候，
And also when we talk about the body,
我们讲到它是一个活的，是一个有机的， 是生有生命的。
First of all, we recognize that it's a living organism.
跟外面今天的这个传统的组织的形式的是完全不一样的情况。
It is different from a man-made organization.
对于保罗来讲，他在犹太教里面，他非常熟悉犹太教的敬拜和生活和所有的传统。
To the Apostle Paul, he was very familiar with the Jewish religion.
那一天当他在那个光中的时候，
But that day when he was in that light,
在他里面有一个感觉，这跟他所有认识的敬拜完全不同。
He sensed that here he is encountering something completely different.
他碰到了一个有生命的东西。
He was in touch with one who is living.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们常常讲这个生命的身体是有机的，而不是机械式的。
So we talk about the body not being mechanical but organic.
不是我们组织起来的。
It's not something that we try to put together.
今天很多时候呢，我们神的儿女们呢，我们不认识教会是基督的身体。
And we do find many of God's children, they don't fully understand the body.
我们到了一个地方呢，我们就盼望呢组织一个教会。
And a lot of times they want to organize a church.
我常有时候到一些大学城去服侍。
Many times I visit Christian brothers and sisters at universities.
有一次在一个地方呢，有一位姊妹就问我。
And one time there was a sister who asked me.
她说：“伯弟兄啊，我们这里有一位很爱主的姊妹啊，毕业了，到了另外一个城去。”
And she said, "Brother Bo,we had a sister who really loved the Lord. She graduated, went to this other place.
她到了那个城里面呢，她很盼望能够有一个像我们这样的这个中国人华人的这个教会。
And she was really looking to have another church for Asians just like here.
她说呢，你能不能告诉我们怎么样组织一个教会？
And she said, "Can you tell us what are the steps that we need to take to organize such a church?"
若是我们没有看见教会是一个生机体，它是基督的身体，它是身体。
If we don't see that this body is an organism, it's a living organism.
我们别人问我们这个问题的时候呢，我们觉得一点都不奇怪，我们觉得本来就是这样去组织的。
And when people ask these type of questions, we will think that sure, no problem.
甚至我们也会告诉他你该怎么做怎么做。And we can 组织一个华人教会。
And we can show them the 12 steps of how to organize your own church.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们需要看见教会是基督的身体。
But we need to see the church is Christ's body.
没有一个热心的人，没有一个最虔诚的人，可以在地上为主做出一个教会来。
No one, by being a zealot, can come up with a church.
我们要有这样的认识我们在地上可能我们能够蒙一些的拯救。
And I hope the Lord would save us from many troubles having seen this.
我想我停在这里一下。
I think I'd like to stop here for the moment.
好吧，弟兄姊妹们有没有什么问题或者补充的？
Are there any question or additional comments that you have?
Okay, 那个这个教会是基督身体，那么有个问题就是说，这个教会吧，现在就还有很多派别一样的，那么这个大家这个之间有点老死不相往来的感觉。那么既然是同一个身体，为什么有这样的现象 ？OK。
The question is, since the church is Christ's body, how come we have so many different denominations, and at the same time they seem to be quite independent of each other？
我相信我们弟兄问这个问题不是指着。我们本来就受时间空间的限制，以至于我们不来往。
I think that the question is not merely pointing to the fact that we are separated by time and space.
而是指着我们今天可能就在一个环境的里面。
But that even in a local area.
但是我们却没有在主里一起的聚集。
But that the God's children do not all come together.
这种现象可能正说出 今天神的儿女们对于神的心意失去了那正确该有的看见。
I think this points to the fact that many of God's children, do not fully understand this truth.
我们知道呢，仇敌啊，最痛恨神的儿女们认识神的心意。
Well, we know the enemy, he hates to see God's children understanding God's will.
所以他会用各种的方式呢，蒙蔽我们，并且使用我们的己的生命以自我为中心。
And he will use diverse methods to separate, and to stir up the flesh within Christians.
我想这正是我们在一起，我们要有一个呼求，求主开我们的眼睛。
To seek after self-interest. So we need the Lord to open our eyes.
我们也需要有一个呼求，求主哈，啊，像今天早晨江弟兄交通的，使我们里面的人借着神圣灵的能力，使我们刚强起来。
And we need to cry out, like Brother Khan mentioned, to ask the Lord, to strengthen the inner man with his power.
我想我简单的提一下。Charlie. 可以。
我们的弟兄问说，如果有一些教会，他们在真理的看见上是相当的类似的话，那我们期不期望这些教会常常有彼此合作的现象？
关于这个问题哈，我们若是主许可时间够的话，我们后面会谈到一点，好不好？现在先我不去回答。
That's a good question. I think we're going to touch on that later on in this session.
Yes, great.
Till we all come to the unity of the faith in the mature person. So just because there isn't a full agreement about certain subjects doesn't mean we don't understand the body.From what I understand.
我们的姐妹说到，我们刚才所念的以弗所书第四章那里是讲到我们保持维持这个身体的合一，是直到我们能够达到在真道上合而为一。所以在我们达到之前，显明的我们在很多认识上不一定有相同的看法，不一定有相同的认识。那在这一段时间，我们是不是需要彼此的容让，彼此的接纳？
是的，这是主的话告诉我们。
And the answer is affirmative.
我想我在更多的问题之前我或许应该再把教会是基督的身体是那充满万有者的丰满，我们再稍微说明一下。
I'd like to.Talk about how the church being the body of Christ, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
我们刚刚讲到呢，我们这个人今天活着，我们是住在这个身体的里面。
Now, being alive, our person is hidden in this body.
那么神的儿子，他是道成为肉身来到地上。
Now, the Son of God, He was the Word.Who became flesh.
他在地上的时候，他有一个身体。
So on earth, he was given a body.
他不是光是灵来了。
So he didn't come into this world as an apparition.
他像你我一样，从一个身体他来到世上。
And he was born as a child into this world, just like you and I.
那么借着这个身体呢，被称作拿撒勒人的耶稣他将神彰显出来。
And through the Jesus of Nazareth, he manifested to all God.
所以他的门徒约翰写约翰福音的时候
，And for this reason, when John wrote the Gospel of John,
他说从来没有人看见过神。
He said, "No one have seen God at any time."
唯有父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
But the only begotten of the Father, He explained Him.
我们知道这个独生子将表明是指着耶稣基督，他道成肉身在地上，借着他的身体、他的生活行为来表现。
And so this is telling us that Christ, physically living on earth, expressed to all men what the Father is like.
当我们来看这拿撒勒人耶稣一生的行为他的生活的时候我们才从他身上看见神是怎样一位神
And when we look at the life of Jesus We see God the Father and what he is like
所以使徒保罗做见证的时候他说呢神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在耶稣基督的里面
And that's why the Apostle Paul also mentioned how the fullness of God dwelled in him in bodily form
那么神的儿子取了肉身呢他来到地上有一个最大的功用就是为神做见证
And having received that body The Lord Jesus came into this world To do God's will
他把在他里面居住那神本性的丰盛都表现出来了
And he at the same time Allowed the fullness of God To permeate through him
这个表现是借着他的身体
And that was through The physical body he received
现在呢主耶稣他成全了救赎他已经进入荣耀里
And in that body, having finished the work of salvation, he ascended and was glorified.
那么这个见证今天在地上是不是就没有了呢？
Now, does that mean then that a witness or testimony of Christ is no longer on earth?
不是。
That's not the case.
我们所以看见了，使徒保罗他看见了，教会是基督的身体。
The apostle saw that the church is the body of Christ now.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
And that now it is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
主耶稣虽然他个人呢，他成全了救赎，他被接到荣耀里。
Even though our Lord and Savior has been received into glory.
但是他今天得着了每一个蒙恩得救的人，就是你我呢，我们进入了他的身体。
But through his work of salvation, he had obtained a group of believers.Who are now baptized into his body.
他怎样在他自己的肉身中为神做见证
And how he testified of God with in his own physical body.
同样的今天他要在他的教会中就是他的身体中来彰显他的自己
Similarly, he is doing the same through this mystery body which is the church.
叫这个不信的世界叫世上所有的人因着教会能够看见基督的见证
So that the unbelieving world can see Christ and God through his church
所以今天早晨江弟兄特别提到我们蒙召呢进入基督的身体是有一个使命的
And that's why Brother Stephen mentioned that we are given a commission when we
are vocation.
Called, a vocation when we are called into the body of
Christ 这个使命呢今天不是所有神的儿女们都进入的
And you find that this vocation was not entered in by all.
我们需要看见，我们还需要愿意。
We need to see, and we need to.
我们还需要达到。
Be willing to attain to.
这是今天我们在这个点上，所以我们讲的什么是教会呢
？So what is the church?
哪里有那个真实身体的实际？哪里有多少基督的成分在那个身体的里面？那就是教会。
You find that the church is the Christ that has been incorporated in the believer.
或者这样讲呢，是基督的才是真正基督的身体。
And everything that is of Christ, is of the body of Christ.
不是基督的呢，就不是基督的身体。
Everything that is apart from Christ are not part of his body.
我有时候看到有一些人呢，他们的腿是可能因为受伤了锯掉了
And you see certain people due to injury had their limbs amputated
那么他也装上了一个义肢
Now they do have these prosthetic limbs
也穿上了鞋子
And they can put shoes on
但那个义肢是不是他的身体呢
But are those prosthetic limbs
那不是他的身体
part of their real body、
no. 唯有他原来的从他身上长出来的那才是他的身体
Only what he had originally was his body
所以我们讲呢刚才我们读到哥林多前书十二章十二节他讲基督也是这样
Earlier in 1 Corinthians 12:12 Paul said so is Christ
我们常常会讲的那应该想着教会就是这样
And oftentimes we would read, so is the church.
但是圣灵感动使徒保罗说呢，基督也是这样。
But the Holy Spirit moved Paul to say, so is Christ.
啊，这给我们说出哈，我们需要求主让我们看见，不仅我们现在头脑里面明白了这件事情。
And so we need to see, not only we need to understand.
啊，我们要看见的真实在我们里面的那个基督，大家聚在一起团体的那个基督的成分，那个就是教会。
We need to see that the church is the coming together of the Christ life within every believer.
这个实在是一个奥秘。
That is indeed a mystery.
虽然今天是公开的，但是若不是圣灵来开我们的眼睛呢，我们说自己明白了，我们还是不明白。
And even though we can say it, we can understand it, unless the Holy Spirit open our eyes, we will not truly apprehend it.
或者换一句话说呢，在一个地方神儿女们的聚会呢，有了身体的实际啊，才会有真实教会的意义。
And in another words, until we have the reality of the body, we won't have the true meaning of the church.
啊，今天基督呢，要借着身体来彰显他的自己。
And today it is through Christ's body Christ reveals himself.
啊，显出他的丰满来。
And to show his fullness.
这个丰满呢，是基督的一个性质。
And fullness, of the Godhead is an attribute of Christ.
我不知道怎么样来做一个说明呢。
And it is hard to, explain this.
比如说一个艺术家哈。
For example, an artist.
他每一个作品都是杰作。
You can say that every piece of art that he produces.
有的人去研究这个艺术家的作品
is a masterpiece.
好，可以了解一点这个艺术家里面的心思意念，他的灵感。
And many students of art, will study these work to try to understand the mind of the artist.
但是没有一个他的作品呢，能够把他的丰满完全的表现出来。
But discover that not one piece can fully express what's inside.
这一切的作品都在这个艺术家他的身体的里面。
Because all of the essence of the masterpiece was encapsulated in that person, in the artist himself.
若是我们要真的了解的话，我们找到这个人，我们就了解。
If we truly want to understand that person, we have to go to the person.
啊，这是我对这个。教会啊，是基督的身体，是充满万有者的丰满，我一点的领会。
And I think this is the understanding, my understanding of what it means by, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我再停一下好不好？
And let me stop here for a moment.
就是关于这个教会有一些问题啊，因为在圣经上这一段话讲到教会，那他说教会是他的身体，那我刚才听你所解释的时候，教会很可能是比如说 ACA 教会 Portland 弟兄的教会 Portland 的教会，或者是 San Francisco 教会，那我想这里所讲到的教会，在我的理解好像神讲的是说所有神的儿女都在神的教会里面，都是教会，那个教会是指更大的一个教会，而不是指说我们 local 里面这样一个教会这样子。
The question our brother has is this: we talk about the body of Christ, the church. The word the church, is it referring to local bodies of believers, or is it referring to a greater body?
读圣经的人都这样认为哈，以弗所书第一章，刚才我们读二十三节那里讲到教会哈，那是指着宇宙性的教会。
I think every Bible student sees, the church mentioned in Ephesians, for example, chapter 1, is referring to the universal church.
是从古今中外哈，一直到主回来之前，所有蒙恩得救的圣徒集合。
It is made up.Of all believers from the time of Christ, even until when Christ returns, all believers.
那么今天我们信徒们在主的名里面的聚集哈，我们一般也称作教会。
But, we as local believers, as we gather, We are also called the church.
啊，所以在弟兄运动中哈，有些读圣经的弟兄们，他们在翻译的时候就很留意，他们宇宙性的教会呢就用 church 这个名字。
And so during the Brethren movement, they were very careful when they were translating the scripture. When they see this universal church, they use the word church.
啊，在一个地方的聚集呢，神里面他就用这个 assembly 啊，这个聚集这个字。
And a local assembly of Christians are called assembly.
好，我想我们刚才提到是，我们先讲啊，在神的心中。他看见教会是什么？
And so we have to go back and see what God meant when He sees the church.
啊，今天我们因为呢，可能还没有信主以前，我们就知道这个名词，我们可能也有自己的观念。
Oftentimes we bring our own preconceptions.
而信了主很多年呢，我们对圣经也没有好好的去追根究底哈，也没有到主面前求问过，但我们就用我们的观念来用这个名词。
And to a point where even after we believe, we really haven't gone back to the scripture, but we held on to our previous concept.
这非常影响我们今天在地上的生命的追求，还有属灵的侍奉。
Unfortunately, that influences how a person live and grow spiritually.
好，我们也看见这个观念呢，今天也被世俗的人用，我们所以它变成世俗化了。
And you see that there is a worldliness attached to that world.
啊，不光是不信的人讲教会是什么。
And not only you have non-believers talking about what the church is all about.
今天甚至异教的人呢，他们也称他们的聚会也叫做教会。
And you also find cults and heresies referring to themselves as the church as well.
我有一次在一个餐馆，隔壁一桌是一些佛教的人在那里吃饭。
And one time at this restaurant, there were a group of Buddhists.
他们也站起来讲我们的教会怎样怎样。我听了我还以为是基督徒，再一听呢，全部都是佛教的东西。
Who sat on the table next to us, and they were talking about their church, and I thought they were Christians until later on I hear what they were talking about. They were all Buddhists.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以看见啊，今天神圣的意念呢，已经完全被人呢世俗化了。
And so you see that spiritual concepts are now made common by the world.
啊，教会乃是基督的身体。
We need to go back to the scripture to see that the church is referring to the body of Christ.
是为着见证，为着基督的见证而在地上。
And it exists on earth for the testimony of Christ.
啊，不是为着你我的兴趣，你我的利益，你我的得着。
Again, it does not exist because of our own interests, of our own benefits.
如果是那样的话，在神的眼中看呢，神没有办法接纳这种人。
And if that were the case, you'll find that God would reject it.
所以可能我们用的那个名词，但是我们却把它完全错误的代表。
You can call it by that name, but it doesn't mean anything.
伯弟兄，对不起，我想就是请你帮助我厘清一个观念哈。那个，因为你刚刚有提到说，就是说圣灵已经把那个合而为一的心已经赐给我们，就是这个合一是已经做成的。要不要？
好。So Brother Bo, I need some help. You mentioned how the oneness or the unity of the body has already been given to us in the Holy Spirit.
那在圣经上面接着又讲，就是说我们就是要你说我们要追求在真道上同归于一。
In the scripture we read, we also read about how we need to attain to the unity of the faith.
那就我自己的理解里面，我会感觉那个合而为一的那个情况跟真道上的同归于一应该不能分开，就是说这两个好像是同一件事情这样子。
And so it seems to me that the oneness of the body and the unity of the faith are not separate things but ought to be one.
那如果我们要追求真道上的同归于一，就说明说我们 很多人彼此之间还没有那个合一，那这个里面我就会觉得有一些理解上不清楚的地方，请你解释一下。
And so if we say that the unity of the faith is something that we need to attain to, that somewhat confuses me.
我想就着事实，刚才于栋弟兄问的那个问题就可以说明一下。
I think practically, you know, what Brother Yu Dong asked, would explain, would illustrate this.
今天我们呢，虽然都在圣灵里，我们有同样的生命。
Even though from the Holy Spirit we receive of the same life,
但是我们对于真道的认识经历不一样。
But our experience and our understanding of God's truth
就没有
is different.
对不起，我们就没有办法在一个地方呢，为着这合一一起做见证，一起来聚会，来侍奉。
And the differences often prevented us from coming together.
所以这个今天事实是这样。
And that is the reality that we see.
当我们达到在真道上，在认识神儿子的这个经历上面都一致的时候，
But when we truly attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God,
他那个在圣灵里的一啊，就变得更丰盛、更明亮。
Then you see the fullest expression of that unity of the Holy Spirit.
那个是我们的根基了。
Now.Certainly, that unity in the Spirit is the foundation.
所以有弟兄们这样讲哈，那个一是在这个生命的里面。
And some have mentioned that that oneness is from divine life.
我们追求呢，基督在不仅在我个人身上，并且在我们整个的聚会的整体的里面增加。
And so Christ need to increase not just in our personal lives, but also in our assembly.
那个一就变得更明亮。
So that that unity can be made fuller,
也更美丽
more beautiful.
那我可不可以再补充问一个问题？
I'd like to have a follow-up.
那个，所以当我们提到说要追求在真道上的同归于一这个部分的时候，你的意思是不是说是我们个人本身就要追求就是有主的生命的增加？
So, when you talk about the, attaining to the unity of the faith, is that something that we need to do individually?
对于那些跟我们在真道上认识不同的弟兄姊妹，我们在这个点上需不需要去追求我们跟他们在认识上的合一，还是说不需要？
And as far as those who may have a different understanding than us, do we need to work with them and try to learn from each other to attain to a certain form of unity or we don't need to do that.
如果主给我们有机会我们也需要有一个这样的爱主动的寻求我们能够交通。
I think if the Lord gives us that opportunity, we also need to be trained and equipped to be able to share on these things.
借着这个交通呢我们能够让圣灵做工。
Because through fellowship and through sharing in Christ, we allow the Holy Spirit to work.
在这个时候，可能我们就要像刚才 Grace 姊妹给我们读的，有许多我们要学习。
And I think this is very much like what Sister Grace mentioned, that there are a lot that we need to learn.
我们也需要接受别人从主那里得着的看见。
And we also need to receive.What other saints have seen in Christ.
弟兄，
有一句话能说明这个问题。
And I think that there is.
主有一句话可以说明这个问题。
I think there is one word that would clarify this.
让他翻译。
你说一句，我说一句。
我基督是头，我们是身体。
Christ is the head, we are the body.
耶稣说。凡遵守我父旨意的就是我的弟兄。
And our Lord mentioned that whoever do the will of God is my brother, my sister.
这是一个身体的条件，也是合一的条件。
And so I think this is the condition for the body and condition for unity.
没有一个身体不服从头的指挥。
Because there is no body, you can't have a body if some member do not obey the head.
但是现在的问题是我们有时候接受头的指挥，有时候不接受。
I think the issue is that sometimes we obey, sometimes we don't.
这里面有看见的问题，也有己的问题。
And so it's a question of seeing, it's also a question of the self-life.
所以我们神的话就有永久的价值，对我们是这么的宝贵，来指引我们。
And so we need God's word to guide us.
我觉得有一个例子也这么说，
I remember there is one example.
这个以利亚他说只有他一个人了，实际上主说还有七千个人他看不到的。
Elijah who thought he was the only one left, but in reality the Lord showed him that there were 7,000 others.
但是因为主给他睁开了眼睛，是我们也看到连天主教里也有真正信主的人。
And so what we see is that even in the Catholic Church there are true believers.
像马丁路德。
For example, Martin Luther.
所以我们的教会的运作就是身体的运作。
And so the 我们教会是指。
我们教会的运作就是这个身就基督身体运作。
Okay, so movements of the body is the movement of the body of Christ.
经过我们眼睛看到的好像好多不一致。
And so even though we see that there are a lot of different things going on,
所以今天各弟兄帮我们说要属灵的看见是多么的重要，要求神灵来带领我们。 Okay.
And so we need to see this clearly.
我想我刚才主要提到的是盼望我们从里面能够领会主带我们能够看见那一个教会所示的。
I think what I was trying to do is help us to see within what exactly is the objective truth that God is telling us.
What church is.
What the church is.
那么弟兄姊妹好多问题都已经拉到今天我们实际的表现的这些情形，可能弟兄姊妹走得比我快一点。
And what brothers and sisters are mentioning are the realities that we see.
所以容许我我再接下来讲第二个点。
And so let me go on.
就拉到实行上面的，我们要追求在圣灵里面的，我们要持守在圣灵里面的那个义。
Let me go on to the practical aspects in terms of preserving the unity of the Holy Spirit.
我们要在实行上面呢追求圣徒们呢在基督里面那个义。
And how in practice that we can attain to the unity of the faith.
但是我们要讲了，这个义必须是根据于神给我们的属灵的看见。
But we have to say that unity that we are attaining to is built on the unity that we have in the Holy Spirit.
或者这样讲呢，若是我们有了一个属灵的看见了呢，教会是基督的身体。
If we have the spiritual understanding of the church as His body, as Christ's body,
我们在实行中呢，要追求圣徒那个正确的合一才有可能。
Then it is possible.For us to attain to the unity of the faith.
如果我们没有这个看见，
If we don't have that initial understanding,
我们很自然的看见人所谓的合一有所谓的联合，
And you will find that there are these so-called ecumenical movements,
或者这个叫做 confederation, 大家联合在一起，
or people try to come together as confederates,
或者把它统一起来这个 unification,
Or you see other people who try to unify.
或者我们在一个地区呢，在不同地方聚会，为着某一个目的，大家合作 cooperation.
And you also find people cooperate.
我们认为呢，这个就是一了。
And oftentimes we think that that is the oneness and unity.
但是这个一呢，却不是圣经上面我们刚才读到的那个达到的那个一。
But we have to see that that is not quite what the scripture is talking about.
也不是从那个圣灵所给我们的生命里面的一出发往前去的。
Because it does not move from the point where move from the unity of the Holy Spirit.
我们举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在五旬节圣灵降临之前，
Before the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost.
那120个门徒遵行主耶稣的吩咐，他们在耶路撒冷的楼上面，他们恒切的祷告。
The 120 believers following the Lord's command stayed in Jerusalem and prayed together.
他们都是爱主的。
They all loved the Lord.
他们也都遵行主的命令。
They all kept the Lord's command.
他们都是敬畏神，他们也是非常认真的、真诚的。
And they were all devout, and they were all very sincere.
他们聚在一起，他们也同心合意的恒切祷告。
And when they are together, there was harmony. They were praying together.
他们中间有没有一呢？
So do they have a certain unity?
就是神的眼中看，他们还不是一，他们是120个爱主的门徒的聚集。
But you see that spiritually there is still not quite that unity. They were individuals.
但是当五旬节那一天时候到了，圣灵从天而降。
But it was only on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out.
本来这120个爱主的门徒们的聚集，他们就成了一个身体。
The 120 individuals were baptized into one body.
在那里有了一。
From that day onward, there is a one body.
他们和元首是完全合而为一的。
And that by the Holy Spirit, they were connected to the head.
并且他们彼此之间的关系。
And furthermore, their relationship to one another.
他们成为那个一里面身体里面的不同的肢体。
They have become members of that same body.
原来他们是爱主的门徒们的一个聚集，一个团体。
So before it was a gathering of devoted believers and followers.
现在他们成了基督的身体，那个真实的一出现。
But now they are put together and form the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们要求主让我们看见。
And so we need to see this.
今天我们看见很多神的儿女们在一起聚会。
So we do see a lot of many of God's children come together.
他们爱主，我们非常的敬佩。
And we admire how they love the Lord.
他们可能为主的摆上，我们还跟不上，还远远比不上。
And they sacrifice a lot more than many of us do.
他们的牺牲也是我们跟不上。
And they love to a greater degree than many of us.
但是若是我们没有里面属灵的看见，认识教会是基督的身体。
But we need to go back to the understanding of the body of Christ.
我们仅仅有的那个一呢，可能不过就是在圣灵里面的那个一而已。
Because otherwise, all
the only oneness we have is the oneness, the unity in the Holy Spirit. 我们还没有真正能够表现出那个身体里面的那个一。
And so we have not expressed that oneness of the body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我这样哈，可能这个例子有一点点的比较，我不敢说极端，比较特别一点。
And I don't think it's extreme, but it's rather special.
就神儿女们之间的那个连结和元首之间连结，完全在一个生命的里面连结。
And that is the connection between the members and between the members and the head.
成为一个
out of life.
成为一个活的。
It is living.
好，这跟我们组合起来不一样。啊，不是 combination.
It is not combining things together.
我们知道，我们今天可以把一些东西啊，把它组合起来，也好像看起来是一个一。
And we can mix things together, and they are together.
但是它们之间的连结呢，是一个机械式的。
But the togetherness is mechanical.
唯有那个教会的实际出现的时候。
It is only when the reality of the church appears.
就是它是基督的身体出现的时候，那个一显出来是何等的美丽。
And it is only when the true body of Christ, when the true body of Christ is revealed, then we see the beauty.
又是何等的丰满。
Then we see the fullness.
所以我们这样讲啊，基督徒的团体不一定是教会。
And so, assemblies or
groups of Christians.
Assembled groups of Christians are not necessarily the body.
但是呢，教会呢，它一定是指团体的，是多数。
But when we talk about the church, it must be the body.
或者身体呢，它是一个多数的。啊，所以他使徒保罗讲到，肢体虽多，我们人是一个身体。
And so you have one body, but there are many members.
啊，如果我们没有这个属灵的看见啊。
And so, if lacking this spiritual understanding,
我们呢，人的领会，人的智慧，就会用在这个神圣的意念上面。
And oftentimes, you see that man from his own intelligence and intention, will try to create only what God can create.
我们知道教会呢，是神心中一个神圣的意念。
We have to see that the church is an idea that comes from God.
今天人的智慧就把它世俗化了。
And man attempt to secularize that.
人的热心和领会呢，啊，就把它变成人文化了。
Sometimes out of their own good intention, they try to make it common.
也唯有当我们有这样的看见之后
，So only after we have understand this.
我们为了要促进这个一。
Understood this, and move forward to attain to that unity.
为了要持守这个一
and to preserve the unity that is in the Holy Spirit.
我们才有刚才弟兄姊妹们提到的问题啊，我们交通与接纳的问题。
Then we can talk about fellowship.
我们知道我们要分辨是基督的，我们必须要接纳。
And receiving, we understand that as long as he or she is from Christ, we can receive.
那不是基督的。
If this person is not in Christ,
即便外面很好，我们应该啊，我们不能接纳。
No matter how the outward circumstance, how well is the outward circumstance, we cannot accept.
这个今天在神儿女们中间呢，常常是模糊的。
And I think this is often confused among God's children.
就是交通接纳，还有持守啊，为主持守，我们常常的找不到。这个原则
and often we don't understand the principle by which we can fellowship, we can receive, and we can hold together.
我们需要在这个点上呢，求主开我们的眼睛，让我们看见。
And so we do need our eyes to be open on this issue.
好，我想停一下，好不好？
Let me stop here.
重点。
伯弟兄，刚才你肯定讲过，但是我没有听清楚，所以你好像你在区分这个身体里的合一和在圣灵的合一，好像是他们两个有不一样的地方。另外，我们也提到生命里的合一和真道上的合一，能不能就你麻烦你就这四个合一解释，就是尤其是身体里的合一和在圣灵里面的合一，他们的区别在哪里？谢谢。
The question is that there seems to be a difference, a distinction that is being made here. Between the unity of the Holy Spirit and the unity of the body.
可能我没有讲清楚啊。
I think maybe I didn't express it clearly.
不过我在讲，我的回答也不一定就是准确。
And let me add that, you know, that my view may not be completely accurate.
身体里的合一哈。
The unity
就是圣灵里的合一。
Of the body is the unity.That is from the Holy Spirit.
但是当他在身肉身中丰满的彰显出来的时候
，But in practice,
有三方面的表现。
There are three expressions.
第一方面表现就是大家在真道的认识上达到了一。
And number one is the unity, the unity of the faith.
Arrived one.
Attained to the unity of the faith.
第二个哈。就是我们对神儿子的那个经历上面，我们也达到了一。
And secondly is to attain to the unity in the knowledge of the Son of God.
第三个啊，就在肉身中呢，教会啊，达到那个属灵的实际啊，那基督长成的身量出现在教会。
And thirdly, it is attained to a mature man, so that the fullness of Christ. Would now be the measure of stature of the church.
我不晓得我这样子 我这个答案也不一定是就是答案啊。
对，那这样理解能不能这样理解，就是在圣灵里的合一，就是在神眼中的合一，或者是客观方面的合一，而在那个身体里的合一是在主观上经历的合一。那么我不知道能不能这样理解。
我不敢这样说哈，圣灵的合一是客观的合一，它是一个主观的，你得救是主观的经历。
And the question was, is the unity of the Holy Spirit something that is objective, whereas the unity of the body is subjective? Now, the answer from Brother Boy is, I believe the unity of the Spirit can be subjective.
我们每一个人蒙恩得救了，我们都有这种经验的，在外面旅行的，碰到不信的人，不认识的人，他一看到哈，或者一认出来你是基督徒，那个亲热，那个一在里面。
And so I think we experience this often. You know, sometimes we meet strangers, and when we realize that we are all Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a intimacy, there is a
那个一啊是在圣灵里面的。
There is a love that can only come from the whole unity in the Holy Spirit.
我有一次，我以前常常从西雅图去加拿大温哥华。
And I often would travel from Seattle to Vancouver.
有一次我打一个领带呢，上面写的 Jesus is Lord。
And one time I was wearing this tie that says Jesus is Lord.
我下去加油啊，在加油站呢，正在那里加油，忽然里面跑出一个我不认识，好大像熊一样的一个美国人，跑出来就大叫 brother， 我就看他在找他的 brother 在哪里，只有我一个人。
And,
他说 you brother， 就帮给我一个 hug。
And I stopped one time to get gas, and suddenly there's this huge guy.Who was yelling brother, and I was looking around looking for his brother, but there was nobody else there.
弟兄，那个是在圣灵里的合一。
And he was talking about me, he was brother. And so that is from the unity of the Holy Spirit.
每一个得救的人我们都有。
And every believer that is saved,
我们在这个里面呢，我们很容易合一。
This in common.
但是一问呢，你在哪里聚会啊？
And so there's unity there, but often when we ask, oh, where?
你对被提的看法如何
？What church do you go to, and what is your view on rapture?
我们看见马上中间就有了有一个小篱笆。
And so right away you see that people put up walls.
所以这个是我们需要去 attend 的，我们要求主开我们的眼睛，在真道上有。
And so that is an example of the type of things that we need to attain to.
一讲到的，你有没有说方言呢？
And people talk about, have you spoken in tongues?
你们怎么不这样追求呢？
And why aren't you seeking the spirit?
在经历上面也有很多叫人呢，我们就失去了那个，不注意那个生命。
Seeking spiritual gifts. And so often these things waylay us and cause us to sidetrack.
这个需要我们去 attend.
And so there is certain things that we need to attain to.
弟兄姊妹们，若是主在这些点上面帮助我们，
And so if the Lord help us,
我们或许能够走在主比较喜悦的路上。
And I think, we have a better chance of walking in a way pleasing to God.
叫我们今天能够脱开人的世俗的这些观念。
So that we can be separated from secularized and worldly ideas.
我们真实能够为着主的心意，我们在这里侍奉和生活。
So that we can live and serve according to God's heart.
好。我们还有十分钟。
We have 10 more minutes.
我不晓得需不需要继续讲下去，还是。
I'm wondering whether we should continue, or are there other questions or comments? 广仁弟兄。
不是我体会你讲的，我不知道你的意思是不是这样，就是今天当我们每个人信主以后。在圣灵里面神所赐的这个合一是一个真理，是神已经做成的，但是今天我们谈到后面很多的问题，好像是我们今天是要为着这个合一做见证，
是
就好像我们好 sorry
so my understanding is that when we are saved by the Lord we do have this oneness okayAnd it seems sounds like today we need to witness to that oneness.
就好像我们每一个蒙恩得救，我们里面有主的生命。
And just like everyone who is saved have received divine life from the Lord.
这是一个客观的真理，神已经做成了。
And so there's an objective side to this. It is finished by the Lord.
但有些人能够把这个生命见证出来，有些人你好像生命就在里面看不见。
And some live out that life. For some, it is not quite, obvious.
同样的，好像神已经把这圣灵里的合一这个真理已经做成了。
And similarly, the unity of the Holy Spirit is something that God has accomplished.
但是要让人、让宇宙、让这个天使能够看见这个合一，能够让人看见，这是合一的见证。
But for the world and angels to see that unity.
但我们要达到这个合一的见证，我们不能够用人工的方式，不是说我们大家都放下自己的意见，我们联合，我们规定定一些 rule， 定一些法则，我们就好像我们就有这个见证了。
To attain to that full expression, it seems that we can't use our own methods.
而是我们必须在我们每一个信徒的里面，我们有了这个看见。
And it seems that it requires us to come to that understanding first of all.
让我们把自己奉献在这个看见，在这个神的旨意的里面。
And then we dedicate ourselves to what we have seen.
让圣灵能够坐在我们个人身上，也坐在团体的里面。
So that the Holy Spirit would begin to work in our personal lives and as a body believers.
那圣灵来做的话，这是真实的合一，这是真实的见证，不是人工的见证。
Spirit builds up is the real deal.
我说伯弟兄，你的意思是不是这样
？I don't know if that captures what Brother Paul was saying.
啊，谢谢广仁弟兄啊，帮我补充。
I'd like to thank a brother for.His comments.
像今天早上江弟兄最后讲到他个人的见证。
Brother Stephen shared on his personal experience this morning.
因着主开他的眼睛。
Because what the Lord has opened up his eyes to see.
他看见了神，啊，他在他儿子里面救我们。
He saw how God saved him in his son.
他有一个荣耀的呼召。
And that he had this glorious calling.
我们响应这个呼召，来为这个恩召。的指望做见证
and how we testify of this hope of glory
啊，他就付出那个代价
and to do that he has to pay a price
啊，这个代价乃是主的爱在我们里面激励我们
and he was able to pay because of the love of Christ within
啊，是的当我们看见了呢我们看见今天在地上神儿女们的聚会啊，把教会可以这样讲，我们自己也是这样，都表现得走样了。
And it is true, oftentimes we misrepresent.
我们看见的可能模糊哈，毕竟主怜悯我们，有一点点的看见。
And often it's because we have seen,
但是我们活不出来。
But it is not clear, or we have only seen a little bit and not able to live out the reality.
我们并不是因为活不出来我们就放弃。
But we don't give up.
我们恳求主啊，怜悯我们。
And we need the Lord to have mercy on us.
在这个时代，在这个我们所在的环境，能够为着基督的身体啊，那个合一，就教会是基督的身体来做见证。
So that in this time, in this environment, that we can testify to the unity that God gave.
呀，谢谢广仁这个说明一下。
And I want to thank my brother for clarifying.
不晓得，还有问题。
对不起啊，我占点时间。那个刚才伯弟兄举这个例子哈，就是在那个120个使徒他们聚在一起祷告啊。这个时候是那个时候他们是爱主的120个爱主的弟兄姊妹啊。那么我不知道，因为现在地上教会光景实在是可以说是在我自己看来哈四分五裂啊，因为到各式各样的宗派。派别，那我相信那个天父看起来他是一定不喜悦这种情况，就好像一个父亲不喜欢看到自己的孩子在互相争吵。那么我一看到，sorry。
A brother was commenting that from what we looked at earlier, the example of 120 believers, and a brother thought about, you know, seeing all of God's children scattered in this manner. It must be displeasing to God our Father.
所以呢，我不知道，我最近我就听到上次那个 Andy， 就是我们这初期那个弟兄啊，到回来他去台湾了。那么他回来交通说，台湾有现在有个光景，就是说许多许多教会的这个牧者，他们集中在一起祷告，他们常常在一起祷告。
And hearing some of things related to me by Brother Andy, who went to Taiwan, how many of the pastors there would come together and pray together.
还有就是我最近我的表哥从台湾来，他也是在那边一个教会的牧者。
Also, my cousin from Taiwan, he's a pastor there.
他也提到他们就是就是很多教会的这个牧者常常聚在一起祷告。
And he also mentioned how various pastors would come together to pray.
那我不知道他们是不是就在寻求这条路，就是说就好像当年使那些门徒们聚在一起的那个光景。
And I don't know if that's, you know, what they are doing is described by the 120.
我不知道这是不是一条路。
And I don't know if that's the way to go. Sister Grace, want to read the verse?
I'm not used to this. Do I talk into it? I'd like to read one verse from 1 Corinthians, the second verse in the first chapter. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. That seems to describe the church in Corinth, doesn't it? And I just want to share something from my own experience. It won't be long. Before I ever heard of Seattle Christian Assembly back years ago in Minnesota, and just from being in the home where I lived, I knew about the body of Christ because of the understanding and revelation my father had in that. And so it has all, it's been real to, many years it's been real to me.
Okay. Sister Grace, could you repeat, not repeat, but can you tell me again what verse that you read
from? It's the second verse of first
okay, chapter
of 1 Corinthians.
写信在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。然后我们姐妹说到，她来到这个西雅图聚会之前，她已经有听说过基督身体的看法，因为从她爸爸那里。
So I just want to encourage you that there are members of the body who recognize the body in other places too. I'm thankful to the Lord that I'm here, and I appreciate very much being here. But there are other places too where they really experience this and understand this.
所以我很感谢主把我带到这里啊！我实在是很感谢能够在这里跟弟兄姊妹聚会。但是我是希望弟兄姊妹知道，在许多的地方有许多神的儿女，他们也明白这个基督身体的意义。和真理。
我们时间到了，要回答一下恩明的问题。
I think time is up, but we do want to, I do want to respond a little bit to Brother Enming's question.
我们本来要下面一个点要讲到这个基督身体在地上出现的两个重要的因素。
And I was going to talk about the two criteria for the body of Christ.To be revealed on earth.
说是我们祷告呢，是为着这个祷告，我们可能可以看见今天主开始做这样的工作。
And if we pray for that, we will see how the Lord would do this.
主耶稣在复活升天的时候，他吩咐门徒们说要回到耶路撒冷，等候父所应许的圣灵。
Before ascending, the Lord commanded his disciples to pray and stay and remain in Jerusalem.
我们圣灵来了，第一件事就是他们被进入。基督的身体。
And when the Holy Spirit came, He baptized them into that body.
那么，所以我们看见，今天我们在祷告的里面要求主圣灵做工。
And so when we pray, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to do this work.
照着父的旨意来做他在教会中要做的工作。
According to the will of the Father.
并且我们多多的经历圣灵在我们身上的对付和工作。
And so, and additionally, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to work and deal with various things within us.
但是圣灵降临之前呢， 神的儿子必须先完成十字架的工作。
But we understand before the Holy Spirit was given, the Son of God has to finish the work of salvation.
所以主耶稣呢，他借着他的十字架，不仅使人与神和好。
And by the cross, the Lord not only reconciled man to God,
使神接纳了悦纳了人。
And allowing God to receive man.
并且他把人与人中间隔断的墙，那个冤仇都除去了。
But that he has also removed the chasm that was between man and God.
所以我们在祷告的生活里面呢，我们要求主给我们有十字架的经历和学习。
And so in our lives, we need to ask the Lord to deal with us through the cross.
要有丰富并且深刻十字架的对付。
And we really need to be dealt deeply by the cross.
然后我们有丰富圣灵在我们身上的作用。
Then we will allow the Holy Spirit to work in a fuller manner.
那可能呢，就我们会看见在那里主能够把这个身体的见证啊，再恢复在神儿女们中间。
I think then we will see the reality of the body would be built up.
啊，我想我在今天呢，就是抛砖引玉。
And I think today we're really just bits and pieces
分享一点
and talked about these things.
我们时间已经到了，我们最后有一点简单的祷告。
I think our time is up. Why don't we have a word of prayer before we go?
亲爱的主，为着你在十字架上为我们成全救赎，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, for what you have accomplished, the work of salvation on the cross, we want to thank.
主啊，为着你成全了父的旨意，把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来，我们感谢你。
And we also want to thank you for finishing the will of the Father, saving us from darkness.
但是我们看见，主啊，你不仅救我们脱离黑暗。
Lord, we see that you not only save us from the kingdom of darkness.
并且在这救赎的里面，有一个神圣属天的呼召临到我们。
But that you have also given us a sacred calling.
主啊，我们愿意响应这个呼召。
And Lord, we desire to respond to your calling.
我们恳求你在这些日子开我们里面的眼睛。
And we ask that you will open our eyes.
让我们不仅看见我们的父神呼召我们。
So that not only do we see our Father's calling.
并且我们在你面前有一个祷告。
But that we also can pray before you.
主啊，我们若是离开了你，我们就不可能成全这个呼召。
That apart from you, we can never respond to and fulfill that calling.
主啊，我们需要你的怜悯。
We need your mercy.
我们为着今天下午你赐给我们的交通感谢你。
And for the fellowship, the time of fellowship we have this afternoon, I want to thank you.
主啊，我们把我们的光景摆在你的面前。
Lord, we bring our own.With a present condition the way we are.
我们求你照着你的美意来怜悯我们。
And Lord, have mercy on us.
好叫我们在地上真能够为着主的旨意而活。
So that we can truly live according to your will.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of my Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.